Okay, we're learning today Numasechta. Well, we learned this before, Machshirin. Here with the Rosh.
Right.
Irish Agarua.
Come off.
Yeah, we have to keep track of the time because I don't
want to. Yeah, did you want to learn that? What do you call it? No.
No, that's exactly why I don't want to learn Kahati, because we're going to get bogged down with governments and we're not going to get anywhere.
Okay, good.
Come Mashka Shet Chilos and Lerotan. And now, come Mashka Shet Lerotan, going to Shiyodi Gosham. Chashav Adam v'shtamish b'mei ha'gesham l'tzrachim shaymim. So what does it mean l'ratzon? It rained, sh'yardu g'shamim. V'chashav Adam v'shtamish, your intent was to use the rain. I want the rain, I want it to, because I want to use the rain water to clean my clothing. I want to use it to do something, I want to use it for something. Afal pish ein sefer l'ratzon. At the end of the day, it was not l'ratzon. What does that mean? Kish, kish, enough l'ratzon.
Sh'yardu g'shamim v'chashav Adam v'shtamish.
The end was not
even though I used it for something else.
What is it? So no, when okay. I don't want it to fall in Paris. I wanted it to rain. Why?
I wanted to collect the water. To clean my clothes.
And the end was to touch the Paris. So the Paris over here is the Paris become postal cabal tumba. I'm gewaltic, my Paris got wet. I was very upset when it rained. I was ruining the weather. I wanted to go out for a long home trip. So we have to chaz, because I remember we started. How do you know we don't?
I don't remember that one. This is the famous words of
B'chi Yutan. Yutan is spelled with a shurik, Yutan, my malzer, and then the veil of falls. And the veil of falls on the... And the veil of falls on the fruit, it becomes tamei. Tamei lechem.
So what do we say Yutan means again?
Yutan means it was put. Yutan means it happened by accident. It happened, the water Yutan is in a passive form. The water was put, made contact with fruit. It made contact.
Zera.
Even though,
zera.
But it says in the pasuk ki yitain. It says, does not say in the pasuk the vav. There is no vav. It says ki yitain, if you will put. Which you have to have a kavana. So as a stira, we read it one way, it's spelled the other way. We read it yutain, but it's spelled yitain. So yutain means even by acting sleeping, it was an accident. I have no kavana whatsoever. But the word yitain implies that I have to want it to get wet. So what is this? Yitain is a yutain. The answer is, it can happen by itself. You don't have to know about it. It can happen by itself, but you have to be pleased. It has to be that you're very pleased that this happened.
It's
but if you're
rotten.
Not happy, then it's no good. It now prepares them. They're now susceptible to Kabbal Tumah. Period. Okay, so that's it. That's it. Next. Mashkin Tameim Mitamim Nuhalacha Nai Halacha. Mashkin Tameim Mitamim Esaichlam Shenafla Lehem. So let's say the water is tumah. Let's say that it's not rain water. The water that falls upon the fruit is water that is tumah. L'ratzon v'shelo l'ratzon. That's a unique halacha. L'ratzon v'shelo l'ratzon.
Doesn't make a difference.
The sha'ayil says, "Hey machshirim, she'ayil, sha'ayil, hey machshirim." It rained. I'm happy that the water was coming down from heaven, but even though I'm not happy that the water touched the fruit, I would have preferred it not touch the fruit. It doesn't make a difference. I'm happy the fruit got wet, even though I would have preferred that it should not rain altogether. You wake up in the morning, you're very upset that it rained, but when you look at the fruit got wet, or you're happy the fruit got wet, that qualifies. If it's tamei, the mashkin is tamei, it's mitamei l'ratzon v'shloi l'ratzon. Ad kan, Mishnah Aleph. Good, you got it? Clear? That's Unger. He's the Bal Musaf on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur in the other thing. He gives Shiur now. He gives now Shiur on Hilchas Nida, a Shavim for all married men. By Mandy Bornstein. Who's Shiur Shuvah? Not Shiur Mandy Bornstein. The other Shuvah.
The other friend.
Beyond the Kamos over here. Remember the one that we went to Afyomi? We went to Afyomi? That one. What about? Right, the next Mishnah. Married. Esa ilan lahashir. Married means you shake. Right, hamarid esa ilan lahashir min ochon. You shake the tree. Ha-min-na-aneo. You shake it. Good? You shake the tree. Lahashir min ochon. In order to cause the fruit to fall down. Peres of oya satuma. Oya lahapil minu es satuma. Or you want to shake the tree that tuma should fall down. Hamunachalav. In Sheretz Meis, it's a dead Sheretz lying in the branch of a tree, and I shake the tree, and my intent is that the Sheretz should get out of the tree, should fall down, or the tree is soaking wet from the rain last night, and I shake the tree in order to the drops of the water should the tree should dry. I don't want too much water to damage the tree, and now the water falls down on the ground, and it falls on.
Well, does it fall on the ground, or does it fall on the fruit?
It falls on the fruit of the tree.
No.
You shake the tree to that the food should fall down. I'm talking about the peres. Lahashim men peroichlim. Peres. Oyes atuma. Oy lahapil menu es atuma. There's tuma in the tree and you want the tuma to fall down. Hamunach lalaf. If through the shaking of the tree, nafal megashavim shavu ilan, al gabi peresuf shulamata. That was my kavanah was the food. My kavanah was I wanted the apple to fall down.
Fruit.
I want the sheretz to fall down.
And now the water's falling on the fruit. The water falls on the fruit.
So the wrong thing fell down. The water fell down, not the fruit.
Maybe both of them fell.
Fine, even both of them fell, but that was not my kavanah. My kavanah was only for the fruit, only for the dead sheretz.
Right.
And now by accident the water came out of the tree and fell on the fruit in the ground. Ain't in the chiyutan. That was not my kavana. My kavana was not the ma'im. My kavana was the fruit. My kavana was the sheretz. And the water that came out of the tree is secondary. Therefore, it's not going to be mitame. But let's say, lahasher mimenu mashkin. My kavana was to whom the liquid should fall down. As im aval im na'anea. Es ilan kidei lahashir mimenu es hamayim. Oh, beshama yoimrim hayoitzim hamayim hayoitzim.
What was the last case?
But let's say my kavanah was the water. My kavanah was the water should fall down. Why don't we look at an illustration? Let's look and go to the videotape.
Go to the pictures.
Oh, this is probably what we got up to. I got up to over here. Remember this guy? Hamarit. See, you're shaking the tree. You're hamarit ilan lahashem enim oichlem. I'm shaking the tree to cause this piece of bread to fall down. Or I'm shaking the tree in order to cause this. Where's the sheretz? Hamarit ha'adam esa ilan kidei lahapel benu esa kikar. Okay, oyes ha'tumma. Doesn't have a picture of tumma. The indaita al hamayim, the land of the water, ha'neiflam gamkin. There's no kavana. And then what happens? And then he doesn't want it for the rain. And then what happens? It doesn't matter. It's not b'chayutan. It's not, because since my kavanah was only for the bread, right?
Yeah.
It was only for the bread. Since the kavanah was for the bread and not for the water, therefore when the water comes down, that's not my kavanah.
Right.
It's not. Huchsha. Yeah. But let's say, lahasher mimenu mashku. My kavanah is I'm shaking the tree that the water should come down. You see? Mm. And what is halacha? So the halacha is all of the fruit on the ground becomes, so now look, this b'shamay and this. So what is it over here? Hamarid esu ilan, lahasher mimenu oicholim oyes atuma einam echiyutan lahasher mimenu mashkin. Beshamai oimrim hayoitzim the esh sheboy bechiyuta. What does it mean the esh sheboy? What does that mean? So Beshamai says hayoitzim hamayim hanoishim neilan the esh sheboy the hamayim shen nishtairu beilan. Oh, the point is, what about the water that remains in the tree? The water that remains in the tree. Paying attention?
I'm listening.
The water remains in the tree.
Oh, Beshamai
says. Beshamai, I mean,
wait a second, this is the second case?
This is the Kahati. Like the Kahati, what? This is the same case. This is the case, you're shaking the tree. You're shaking the tree because you want the water to fall down.
Right.
Shaila over here is, what about the water that remains in the tree?
Right.
Some of that. The water falls into the ground, and some water goes from one leaf to another leaf.
Right.
So does the water that goes from one leaf to another leaf, does that water have the status of the chiyutan, the nogeya, that if that drop falls on a later point in time? So Beshamai says, Hayoitzim, whatever falls onto the ground, the es shaboy, whatever does not make it to the ground, but was dislodged from location A to location B.
Yeah.
Bechiyutan.
Yeah.
It's bechiyutan. Okay, he says over here, Beshamayim Hayoitzim, Mayim Hanoshim Ilon, Vyesh Shaboy, Behamayim, Shenishtairu, that remains Bilon, the Achar Kachnoflu Al Haperos. There is a delayed reaction.
Right.
Start
from the top because there's a new Mishnah over here.
You shake a tree. You shake the tree.
Yeah.
Your kavana is the fruit.
You want the fruit to come down.
A rat.
Yeah.
Could go and share its mace. And then water. If through your shaking water falls down,
we said that in the last Mishnah.
We learned that in the last Mishnah, didn't we? Now remember. Oh, I'm reading Mishnah. This is Mishnah Beis.
Right.
So what do we say during Mishnah Aleph? Call Mashka Shetilas Lutzos and other reasons. Lutzos, 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 Lutzos. No, we didn't have that.
No.
It's a new Zach.
Okay.
This is new. We're learning for the very first time.
Yeah.
Okay. In my day, and I knew enough. Lomem Shomesh Al Yilan Al Gaperos Shlamata. Ena Machshid Mesad Peros Gal Tuma. Lefi Shaloi Nischavin Ben Anua Hayilan Al Peros Mishom. But let's say Lahasha Mimenu Mashkin. My kavana is that the rainwater in the tree should fall on the ground. I want the water. I'm shaking the tree Lahashir to cause it to fall.
You want the mayim?
I want the mayim.
Not the fruit.
Avol im nanea. I shake. Lahashir Mimenu es hamayim.
Yeah.
What is the halacha in this instance? It goes without saying. The water that departs, hamayim, hanoishrim, minu ilon, the esha, but here is the main chiddush of Beshama. Even the water that remains on the tree, the water did not, I did not succeed. The water did not leave the tree. However, the water did move from one branch of the tree to a different branch of the tree. That's what it means, the esha, but. The Eshebo, it went from one branch to a different branch. The Hamayim Shenishtairu, it remains in the tree, and then later in the day, it falls onto the ground. The Achar Kach Naflu Al Peros, the Chayutan, Machshidim Es HaPeros Shenaflu Aleim Sholosens. Why? The Nischaven LaHashir Es Ameha Geshamin Min HaIlan, Harei Shech Zit Shech Shivam, you gave this liquid Chashivus, the Asom Kitulushim, and the water has the status of being departed. It's as if the water fell down according to your kavana, and thus it makes the bread on the ground. They still aim hayoitzim. No, only the water that actually leaves the tree due to your direct actions is bichiyutan. When you shook the tree, your kavanah was that the liquid should leave the tree entirely. And it did not leave the tree entirely. It remained on the tree just because it was dislodged and went from one leaf to another, from one branch to another. You have failed in your goal. Thus, that liquid cannot be called bichiyutan. So, at a later point in time, it falls on the ground. That is a secondary consequence of your actions. It's not significant enough in order to prepare the fruit on the ground to be susceptible to tuma. Got it?
Yeah.
Not the water. Was not for this. Okay, God, listen to me. Sorry. Amara, you shake.
You shake the
in order that food should fall out of the tree. Oh yes, or tumma should fall out of the tree.
Rat.
So therefore, do I have kavanah for the mayim?
No.
Ain't no chiyutan. You don't get credit.
There's no
chiyutan.
The water that comes down doesn't make the ground.
The water should come out.
Right.
Whatever comes out of the tree, and not only what comes out of the tree, the yeshaboy. Even if you do not succeed, the water does not fall on the ground. The water is dislodged from one leaf to another leaf.
That's good enough.
And then at a later point in time in the day, it falls onto the fruit.
Right.
You have to remember, if it falls on the fruit from the tree by itself without you doing anything,
what is
halacha? It's not b'chiyutan.
Right.
So now, when it falls on the fruit on the fruit at a later point in the day, and so you had a hand in this.
Right.
Why do you have a hand? Because you went and you caused it from one place to another place. So Beis Shammai says, V'yashro b'chiyutan. Beis Hillel, no, you have to have direct results. Ayoitzin b'chiyutan. V'yashaboy remains on the tree is eilim b'chiyutan. B'nei shehu mischavim, why? Because your kavanah was, shemischavim sheyetzu mikulo, your kavanah was that the water on the tree should leave the tree entirely. And if you have failed in your mission, that the water should leave the tree and go onto the ground, and all you have accomplished is that it goes from one leaf to another leaf, or from
that
one branch to another branch.
That doesn't do the trick.
That does not do the trick. That's the shita of Beis Hillel. If you want to give a marshal, a tree is a person, a Talmud. You shake and you want to bring out Torah. You want to bring Torah out of the person. According to Beis Shammai, you only get credit for the Torah you teach a Talmud as if it's Yetzei Mikula, he produces Paris. But according to Beis Hillel, says no. Even if, according to Beis Shammai, he's Mekel. Even if when you teach a Talmud, you don't see Paris right away. Nothing comes out. You shake him up. Good enough. Later on in life, the Mayim will come out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You don't like it, right?
Not
Drush. Drush is not your thing. When I say Drush, you don't go for it. Yes. I think it's a good word over here. I think it's a good word. It's a good word for
Levine. Levine.
I'm telling you, this is a good word.
Levine
saying
on the Pasha.
A tree is a Talmud. You shake
it.
The Mayim should come out. The Torah should come forth. So Beis Shammai says, even if you don't see results, the Talmud, you shook him up. You shook him up. Later in life, he'll become a Talmud Chacham. Instant results. If you don't see the Paris right away, you have not succeeded.
Doesn't sound like Beis Hillel, though.
What?
Doesn't sound like
How do you know? How do you know? Just because Beis Shammai is always...
He was always
naive. I put back to show the people, the Baal, who's the one that saves Klal Yisrael? Yitzchak's the Midas Adin. And he says, Hashem says to Hashem, Chatzilai v'chatzilchem. Avraham says, just wipe him out. Yaakov says, wipe him out. It's Yitzchak that says, Ribayin Shloilam, they're my children, not your children. Yitzchak is the one that saves Klal Yisrael. Chatzilai v'chatzilchem. Why? Because Yitzchak is Midas Adin. And din goes two ways. Din goes harshness, punishment, but din demands, if you can epis find the schus, if there's a shtickle schus in the person, you save the person. It goes both ways. So you see here, Beis Shammai is going both ways. Beis Shammai says, even though when the year is over, the Talmud is an oisraf, you don't know what you've accomplished by shaking him
down
up.
Down the road.
And shaking him up. I think it's gevalvah. You don't appreciate Josh. See,
beautiful.
Josh is not
beautiful.
Your thing.
You've
a fight, a hamarid, as a Elon. I think every mission should do every mission. You have to have a drush. That would be a new frontier. A new frontier in Mishnais. I don't know anyone that does that. You don't anyone that writes a drush in every mission.
That'll be your niche.
That's the first
that's
thing.
That's your niche.
My niche, my purpose. My purpose. It's too late. It's too late away for me. It's curtains. Hamaris Elon. Halahashim Elon. You go person, you shake a tree. You shake a tree. Lahasher may olav es hagisham this may hagisham v'nafal ha'ilan al chaveroi, and one tree falls on another tree. Okay, so you shake the tree, and guess what? You decision to shake the tree, the whole tree collapsed. Oi socha, what socha? Oh socha, this is not a sukkah. This is called a socha. What socha? A socha means a big branch. A sheherit onaf. Okay, so you have the first is you shake the trunk.
The trunk falls, and the whole tree collapses, another tree is a branch.
I shehirid onaf ha'ilan milashan soches.
Onaf is a
branch. Onaf is a branch.
Or is it a
branch?
Leaf?
Yeah. What? Not a leaf. An ola is a leaf. Ola is a leaf. You have ola ha'ilan milashan socha eitzim. What socha mean? Sochas. I don't know what this means. It's shayftim. You know. What is shayftim? What is that? What's shayftim? What's a shayftim? Sinach? What is that? Shaifdin Periktes Oh, it's the parish in the Chumash, right? Parish in the Chumash.
Shaifte
v'shaitin. Shaifte v'shaitin. Right? Okay, it says there in the pasuk, Sochas eitzim l'hasher mimenu mayim, the water should fall down. And what happened? What happened? V'nafla ha-soicha, the branch al-chaverito, al-soicha cheres, v'tachtehen ziroim o-yirakois ha-mukhubarim l'karka. And there was a victim. There's a victim. The victim is the seeds or the vegetables that are mechom l'karka. So u'shnafla ha-ilan al-chaverito, u'shnafla ha-soicha al-chaverito, v'nafla mimenu mayim al-azroim o-yirakois, and now the wick, when one branch falls on branch number two, and branch number two falls on the ground, so the seeds, the vegetables, and the fruit get wet. Question is, because it's only getting wet from an indirect action. I shook tree number one. Tree number one shook tree number two, and tree number two caused liquid to come forth and to make the fruits on the ground attached, the fruits become wet. So is a secondary action called machshir lekabel tuma. Even though fellow mechubarim, or so here's the question, mechubar, because makom choil v'neschabim b'tchilu lahashiram alo ilan. Your kavanah was that the water should fall on the tree. Harehem machshirim oichlim shtolushim. Harehem machshirim oichlim shtolushim shenafla leim lekabel tuma. I don't understand what's going on over here. I don't understand. One more time. Maybe look at the picture. No clue what's going on with Mishnah Gimel. Mishnah Gimel. Where's the picture of Mishnah Gimel? Siyur Hakdama. Oh, I have more Hakdamas over here. So many letters over here. So let's skip the Hakdama. Let's go over here. 8. Mar Ilav Naflu Peiros Al Ilan Chadera. I shake a tree, right? I shake a tree. Mar Ilav Naflu Peiros Al Ilan Chadera. Ilav Naflu Peiros Mitchila Al Gavi Ilan Zeh. Tree 1, tree 2, the fruit falls on tree number 2. Now what happens? Maris look at the Lhabu Parashalaf. Yeshnam Me Gesham Al Gabi Hayarak. So it's wet.
This is the second Mishnah?
This is the Mishnah learning right now. Learning this right now, Mishnah Gimel. So here's the case. The case over here is now in what's going on. Over here, where's the water? Where is the water? In order for the fruit to be Hushal Kabul Tum, it has to get wet. Where the water is on the fruit. These little fruits are wet. They're drenched in rainwater. So is this rainwater Hukshul Kabul Tumah? No. Is this water Chayuta? No. It rained. I didn't have any kavanah that when it rained the water, I want the water to be water that will make the fruit wet. Now when I shake the tree, I want the fruit to fall off. And if it would fall off where it's supposed to fall off, then it would not get wet. But it didn't go like that. It fell from tree 1 to tree 2. And then tree 2, the fruits from tree 2 fell on the vegetables. So do we say that on these vegetables, they're wet? Does the wetness of these vegetables cause the fruits from tree number 2 to be hoshul l'kabel toma? It's indirect. I wanted the fruits of tree 1 to fall to the ground. I wanted this little guy over here, this guy, to fall down to the ground.
Then why are you over here?
What?
Should have been over here.
So whatever. I wanted this little guy to fall over here. Would it get wet? No, it would not get wet. What happened? Instead of this fruit falling, another fruit fell on tree number 2. And tree number 2 happens to be underneath a vegetable patch, which is wet, soaking wet. And then the fruit from tree number 2 fell on these vegetables, which now got wet. So that was not my kavanah. But I did. So do we say that the fruits now become hushal kabul because they got wet from the vegetable patch beneath it? This appears to be the machlokes. Now let's go back and see what it says in the Mishnah. Hamarid, shake. So Ilan, l'hashem me'olav es me'hageshamim, the rain, the nafal. Ilan, okay, so I'm shaking the tree. No, that's not what it says here. It says l'hashem me'olav es me'hageshamim. So it says here rain. I'm shaking the tree that the rainwater should fall. Okay, rainwater. The north al ilan, and then instead the tree fell down al chaver. Al ilan acher oyasech a branch or shahirid. I am shaking a branch on the ilan, on the ilan. The lashon shoyich fine. V'hashem imenu mayim, water should fall. The north la hasoyich al chaver to one branch or another branch. Al chaver to v'tachteim zroim oyirakos sebchav lekarka. Shnaf al ilan al chaver oy shnaf la hasoyich al chaver to naflu misham hamayim. The water fell. Al hazuraim on seeds, all yirakos hamuchubarim shetachteim. So it fell.
The water
this
from
is not,
the tree fell.
He is saying over here, not like not this. Like this is not. Here. Is a different parish. See, that's why again, makes sense over here. These obviously, this is going according to the Rav, and this is probably according to the Rambam. Okay, so these say the Pshat. Okay, so what happened over here? Now, so the Shammai says Bechizan. What's wrong? Hamayim halalu heim Bechizan. How could that be? The water now falls down on something that is mechubar lekarka, and we have a klal.
Mechubar meaning on the other tree?
On the fruits on the ground.
Oh.
So the fruits on the ground cannot be hushlu kabal tumah because the only time hushlu kabal tumah is only when it's attached, only when it's detached. So what does Beis Shammai over here say? Beis Shammai says bechiyutan hamayim halalu heim bechiyutan. Even though shnaflu al hamichubadim, even though it fell al hamichubadim, we call makayim whole since the nischavin b'tchilu lahashirim mina ilan. Your kavan was that the water should fall out of the tree. Harehein machshirim oichlim telushim. It will now have the power that subsequently, if fruit that's detached from the ground will make contact with the vegetables that are attached to the ground, which are now wet due to my actions. So it's very, very indirect. What does that mean? Why? Since the water fell on a thing that's mechubal lekarka, so the fruit that's mechubal lekarka, that sweat, will now not have a koyach to be machshir new fruit that will fall upon them that's detached. What's going on? So he says over here, Yesh mevarim, shetam shal besilo, shiz besharama, lefi shaloi deschavim shayiflu al hamuchubadim. That was not my kavana. My kavana was what? That the rain water should fall down on the ground. Shari herid ha'ilon echad v'nafal al chaveroi, u'misham naflu hamashkim al hazram shetachtehem. Period. Avalim ha'yim eschavim shayiflu al hamuchubadim, Let's say the seeds beneath the tree would be detached. In the first tree, that's good enough. So he's saying over here, the reason why Beis Hillel says that it's not good is because there are two strikes against you. What are the two strikes against? He's combining two different factors. Number one, the fruit on the ground over here is detached. The fruit on the ground is attached. So there's no way in the world anything which is attached to the ground can be hukshol l'kabel tumah. Number two is when I shook the tree, I shook tree number one from the rainwater. Not like this picture. I shook the tree number one for rainwater. It happens to be that tree number one collapsed on tree number two, or branch number one collapsed on branch number two from a different tree, and that branch shook, and from that branch came forth water. So the combination that my action was indirect, I shook one, which resulted in number two being shaken, which resulted in water coming down onto the ground, and it fell down on an object which is mechubal lekarka. And now the question will be, if fruit that is not mechubal lekarka will make contact with what's mechubal lekarka, Beis Hillel says it's too much of a stretch.
Hey.
But the implication is critical. Because according to Beis Hillel, it's mashma, if I would shake tree number one, or let's say I would shake tree number two, and liquid would fall on peiros that are mechubal lekarka, the peiros that are mechubal lekarka are hukshul lekabel tumah. How could that possibly be? But that's what he's saying. The fruit that is attached to the ground, while now detached, will be chushul kabel tumah. Because Beis Hillel holds that you can be machshir, even sudden that's mechubal
lekarka. And how come over here it's not?
Because it's a double step.
But he would hold, even though.
But if you do a one step process directly onto the pears in the ground, it would be huksha. And then the other implication. The only reason why Beis Hillel holds that the fruit on the ground is not huksha lekabel tumah is because it's mechubar. But let's say it would be detached, even though it would be a double step, a two step process, tree number one to tree number two. And from tree number two, it goes onto the ground. So it's a two-step process. Even though it is a two-step process, if the on the ground was detached, it's chokshol kabel tumah. The only reason why in this case it's not is because it's two steps and it's mechubar. But if you only have one step or you have two steps but it's detached, then it's hukshul lekabel tumah lefi the shira beis hillel. That's what he says. Look at the critical words one more time from the Kahati. Hayil since v'naflu hamayim yesh mevarim taylam shal beis hillel lefi shaloi nischavin sheyiplu al hamechubarim. It's two steps. So I hear it as ilan echod v'nafal al chaveroi umisham from number two naflu hamashkim al hazroim shetachteyem on seeds of the mechubar. Aval, but what is the implication? Im hoyim mechavin sheyiplu al hamechubarim. I shake tree number one and the liquid comes down on what's mechubar lekarka harehe machshirim. It's mechshir. Really, even mechubar? Yeah, even mechubar is mechshir. The second implication is the chain im hayu hazroim shetachteim telushim. Let's say the zroim were telushim. Afal pi shaloi nischavin sheyiplu aleihem. It was a two-step process. Kevin sinchin nischavin lahashirim ilan. Since my kavanah was that liquid should be removed from a tree number one, and then tree number two. When tree number two goes down onto the water, harehem telushim l'ratzayim. So therefore, that's called tolushim. It's detached the ratzon umachshidim oisam, and it becomes mukhshar. Got it?
Yep.
Now we come to the Shura. Amar Yehushua mishum Abba. Amar Yehushua mishum Abba Yosi Choli Kofri. Okay, that's his name. Choli Kofri. You ever hear a guy named Choli Kofri? That was his name. Ish Tivayin. He lived in the city of Tivayin. Choli Kofri. Tema atzmacha. You should be astonished. You should astonish yourself. In Yesh Mashke Tomei Batora Achi Yischavin V'Yitain. He disagrees with everything we learned until now. There's those things Mashke Tomei Batora and the Yischavin V'Yitain Shnemar V'Chayutan Mayim Alzeh. What in the world does that mean? Amishu B'Mishum Abdav Yosei Acholi Koyfri Kach Choyaki New York. That's how he was called. Yish Tivoy Tama Atzimcha Tama B'Atzimcha. You should be astonished. Yesh Mashke Tomei Batora Kloima in Yesh Mashke HaMachshir L'Kabot Tomei Miyin HaTorah. There's no such thing as liquid causing fruit to be susceptible to tumah. Actually, yischavin v'yitain es hamashke al oichim. You must put the water directly on the fruit. If water gets onto the fruit in an indirect way, shenemar v'chiyudi, it's no good. Shenemar v'chiyudi mayim al zera. And Yeshua mishum av yosi shoy v'shafilu nafal mayim al plushim. Even if water falls on talush einim b'machshidim, esam ashein mashke machshir es oichim. You have to have direct havana. May Allah alayhim. That one happens by accident.
What's the difference between Rabbi Yeshua and basically?
No, everyone. See, here he goes through Be'er Alfiya Rambam. That's all you see. This according to the Rambam. You see this whole thing?
Beautiful.
And this is according to the Rav. Okay. That's why there's no shaykhah to another. But good. usually has the Rav also. You see, in this instance, he didn't do it. He didn't present you the sheet of the Rambam. He didn't do it. And sometimes he has both. He has pictures of both. And here he's not doing it. You see, that's why it's a very hard mistake.
Yeah.
Okay. So therefore, he says over here, no, because according to Tanakhama, everyone means it. We look
according to Beis Hillel, right? Who doesn't hold it? It has to be directly, right?
It doesn't need to be indirect. Indirect is Chokshah. According to Beis Shammai, everything is Chokshah. According to Beis Shammai, shake tree number one,
yeah.
And that caused tree number two to shake. And liquid falls down on the food. Did I have kavanah for this?
But if it falls, he's saying it's still.
And even if it falls, even if it's
still machshir, right?
But according to, I did have
a mind to shake the tree.
But my kavanah was
to get the fruit.
Everyone agrees. If you have kavanah, according to Bishamah, he'll comment on it. If I have kavanah, shake tree number one.
Right. Everybody
and
holds.
And I want the water to come
where,
up.
Where
and, the water, and the water falls
okay.
down on the tree. It's
where he doesn't have a mind to bring the water down. He's doing it for the prairies or the rat.
Right, and then the water comes down. So the water comes down. So that you part of from that you part. That was the first mission. Call Hamashka Shitlos Luratsoin, Avapi Shain Saifa Luratsoin, Oisha Saifa Luratsoin, Avapi Shain Tlos Luratsoin, how is the Priyutan? That's what it's come to argue on. In this instance, they have one without the other. The Tchilose Luaz Luratsoin. I'm very happy that it rained. But I did not want my fruit to get wet.
I wanted it to rain because I wanted to clean the wall. I wanted to clean the sidewalk. The sidewalk is filthy, dirty. Okay, and when it rains, you notice that?
To get rid of all the snow.
All the salt. Forget about the snow. When it comes to springtime, you notice that after the snow melts, in many times, the streets are filthy, dirty. You notice that? All, I don't know where all the garbage comes from. And then when there's a big rain, like in the spring, it cleans the streets, it cleans the sidewalks. So that's what you want. I very much want it to rain to clean the sidewalk, clean the street. And then it happens to be that my fruit was standing outside in the rainstorm. Did I want my fruit to get wet? No, I did not want the fruit to get wet. I only wanted it to rain to clean the sidewalk, not that the fruit should get wet. Are the payroll social kabotama according to all opinions? Yes. Everyone agrees. Even call mashka shetchilasay liratzayin. I wanted to rain. Afalti she'ein soifay liratzayin. I did not want my fruit to get wet, or vice versa. I want the fruit to get wet. I'm very happy. I'm very happy that the fruit got washed, but I'm not happy that it rained because the raining caused damage to other things. I just have a wet sidewalk. Yeah. I have loose cement on the sidewalk.
So
and
why
now
is that
when it rains,
different than the case so over here when I have intention, I want to shake the tree. I don't want.
So everyone agrees. But in this Mishnah, you learn at least a principle that everyone agrees that you do not need full kavana. You just need an element of kavana. If there's kavana in some degree, I want the street to get wet. I did not, in the worst way, want my fruit to get wet. Doesn't matter. The fruit is now susceptible to tumah because you did want it to rain. You did want it to rain, you wanted the rain, you're pleased with the rain, that's good enough. Or let's say, I'm thrilled that my food has been washed, but I'm not happy that it rained, because I just poured wet cement, and the wet cement now was all ruined because of the rain. So I did not want it to rain, but at least there's a silver lining that it rained, is that my food got wet. So everyone agrees, according to all opinions, it's hokshor lekabel tumah. And then we go into Mishnah, Beis and Gimel, all these variations of indirect. How indirect can it be that it's still hushul kabel tumah? The peros sheboy, or what's on the ground, the food on the ground. We go into different opinions. How far? How many madregot do we go down? But everyone agrees that you don't need to have full kavana. Along comes this fellow, whose name is Abba Yosef Choyli Koyfri Ish Tevoin. Okay, Schus Yoli Beleinu. He comes along and he paskins. I disagree with all of you people. I don't hold the Beis Shammai. I don't hold the Beis Hillel. This is my opinion. I hold the Yutan Mayim Alzer that you have to have kavana. I have to want it to rain, and I want it to rain on the peros. I have to have full-fledged kavana. Right. He does not make the drasha Yutan Dumi the Yitain. When you were brought up in the Chayit, they taught you Yitain Dumi the Yutan Dumi the Yitain. Yutan means indirect, and Yitain means direct. They taught you not according to Yosef Holy Kar for Ishtavan. Okay, he was gypped off. He never got the credit in the yeshiva. They never taught Allah according to him. They only taught Allah according to the basic Allah. Next, good? Is that good? Are you good with this?
Yeah.
What time is it now? I don't watch. Ein lecha adam she'ein lo isha. Except for me.
Time?
7:39. I lost my watch.
Okay, another 6 minutes.
Ein lecha adam she'ein lo isha. Hanoyed aguda shall yark yodi bitzad elyon latach, and I shake an aguda. Ooh, the aguda.
Aguda.
I have a lot of drush on this. You know, I have to give it my own afterwards. Hanoyed aguda shall yark person who shakes the aguda shall yark yodi bitzad elyon latach. And the yard is the only thing that moves. I'm not a good shall yard. I'm a night. A good shall yard. Where it shakes, a good a bundle of vegetables. You hear?
Yeah.
What is the aguda? Stam aguda. Stam aguda. Are vegetables, not fruits. Vegetables.
It's a branch of
it's a bundle.
Yeah.
You cut it off the ground, you tie it up with a string, you tie up a bunch of carrots, you tie a bunch of string beans. I don't know, you have a bundle of vegetables and you shake it. There's water, it's wet. So I'm shaking the bundle in order to get rid of the excess liquid. And when you shake it, liquid goes from the top to the bottom. Good, got it? I shake a bundle of vegetables, and when I shake the bundle of vegetables, the liquid goes from the top to the bottom. So what is the halakha? That even if the liquid does not, it's not sheyetze mikulo. Even if the liquid does not leave, it does not leave the entirety of the bundle. Are you paying attention?
Yeah, listen.
So it could be. So this is no. That it's not enough. If I shake a bundle of vegetables and the liquid goes from the top to the bottom, but it does not leave the vegetables. It does not leave the bundle.
Yeah.
That liquid is not the chiyutai. If a fruit will then make contact with touch it and get wet, the fruit is not hooked to the kabbal tumah.
Interesting. Why? What's his reason?
I know it is. Going to be shama. It's Beis Hillel. It's not.
Okay.
Because Beis Hillel's like the same we said before. Your kavan is sheyetze mikula. When you shake a bundle, your kavan is when you shake a bundle. Your kavan is that it should leave. It should leave it entirely. Uh-huh. When you shake a bundle, the kavan is that the liquid should leave the bundle in its entirety. If you have failed in your mission that it should leave the bundle in its entirety, it's not the chidah. It's simple as pie. What's the problem with it? Beisul says it's good.
Why?
Because it's good enough.
It moved a little bit.
If you shake a stalk, a kelach is a stalk, one stalk. Okay, now we're going to a case of a stalk. Until now, we're just a bundle. Until now, we discussed a bundle, an aguda. Yeah?
Yeah.
Until now, we're discussing aguda.
Aguda.
And now we're discussing a kelach. Is it a kelach?
Yeah.
It's one stalk versus many stalks. Are we concerned? Do you hold that we should say that if water, liquid goes from one leaf to another leaf, that it's hooked to the kabbal tumah? Even you agree with me that if you shake a stalk and the liquid is dislodged from leaf number one to leaf number two, that it's not b'chiyutai. So just like you agree that if you go from leaf one to leaf number two, it's not b'chiyutai, it should be the same principle if you go from one stalk to another stalk in the bundle, that it's not b'chiyutai.
Okay.
Right? So klom,
that's what
Beis Hillel says to Beis Shammai. So what would Beis Shammai say? No, how can you compare a stalk to a bundle? Shakelach echot. It's only one. Aguda. Listen to what it says. A lot of people on the aguda. So when you shake, you go from one to the next. Aguda has many kalachim. Look at that nusach. It's unbelievable. That thing should have the banner on the new logo. I want to put this on the banner.
Kalachim harbe.
The cave on sin sha'ovra ha'mayim v'kelach v'elyon v'kelach ha'tachfam. It's k'val yudusha. Cave and shove ha'mayim v'kelach o'yim v'kelach ha'tachfam. K'var nesa machshav. It was nesa. Hechadiv machshin diff. It's machshin diff. That's what Shammai says. When you go from one stalk to another stalk, that's good enough.
Beis Hillel said, what are you talking about? If it goes from one olive to another olive,
it's not good.
So how come over here, Beis Shammai, you're saying over here,
when you go from one stalk,
when you're in a bundle, when you go into a bundle, why do you say that
it's hokshar? So Beis Shammai gave the obvious answer. How can you compare one leaf to another leaf to a case of one stalk to another stalk? It's much more significant.
Let me hear.
Because each one is independent. Each stalk is an independent creature. It's an independent being. A leaf, one stalk, one leaf to another leaf, that's not significant. When you go from one stalk to another stalk, that's significant. What's so hard to understand?
Why is that significant?
Because it's a different stalk. It's a whole different thing. How can you compare the two?
All you're just saying is that a stalk is for some reason more significant than a leaf.
Exactly.
No, but I'm not understanding. Oh, why.
That's machlokes. That's machlokes be shamai and be silo. That's machlokes. Is there chashiv is going from a leaf to a leaf or is be shamai nidus adin? Shamai holds each leaf.
Each leaf has
chashivas. But it says, look at the big picture.
So
he
says back then, right?
Another kash. You pick up a whole sack. It's soaking wet. A whole stack of soaking wet peiros you put on the ground, and you want to let the water to run. Do we take into consideration that if water goes from the top potato to the bottom potato, it makes a difference? We couldn't care less. That's not significant. But he still agrees that they put on the seashore two sacks, sack number one and sack number two, and liquid goes from the top sack to the bottom sack. Two sacks, and the water goes from one to the other. That's chosher. So therefore, Rabbi Yosi Omer, no artach to him tar. Rabbi Yosi, even if you put down on the ground two different independent containers and liquid oozes out from container number one to number two, it's not a reason why not. After going zeh tach to him, he'll shalom fish loin schavin shiedu abay mal tach to him, ela sheyitzu l'chutz. My kavanah was, if I take two sacks and I put them on the ground, I want them, the water to leave them entirely and go on the surface and dry up. If it goes from one sack to the bottom sack, according to the Shita of Rabbi Yosi, that's also not Bechidutan, that's also not sufficient. So I've written three madregas. You have one kelach, one stalk, leaf to leaf, a bundle from one stalk to another stalk. You have a sack where it goes from the top fruit in the sack to the bottom fruit in the sack. Then you have two sacks, go from one sack to the next sack, and even from that to the ground. There's so many different opinions. Exactly when do you say the principle of Huchshul L'Kabel Tuma? In Mishnah 5, Beishamai Oimim Bechi Hanoyet, you shake. Aguda shall yarak. An aguda shall yarak. The yard will be tzad. The elyon will go from the elyon will tachta. From the top to the bottom. Be'esham ayoyimrim. An aguda. From one stalk to another stalk. Be'esham b'chiyutan. Be'esilamim in b'chiyutan. Be'esilz I'll prove to you I'm right. I'm going to miss a little bit. For I know it as a kelach. One stalk. Chosh nanush. Awi choshesh. Shema. Anu shema. Yatsu me ola. La ola. Who cares? That's insignificant. So too, you go from one stalk to another stalk, it's significant. How can you compare the case of a stalk to an aguda?
Shekelach.
Echad. The aguda is kelachim harbe. Those are the malchus of an aguda. It's kelachim harbe. Amalchim b'sil. Another raya. Haray amalem.
This part I don't get, yeah.
What? A sack. A container. A sack. You have a bag. Okay, you have a bag.
Moly Paris.
And you want it to dry up, and you want it to dry, and now liquid goes
along the riverbank.
You want it to dry, and in the sack.
Riverbank, it gets wet.
What? No, you take it out of the river and you put it where it's dry. Oh, we're out of time now.
Okay, we have to go over this list. Very good. Okay.
This is Ikka. This is Ikka word over here.